Jerseys of Hope is a nonprofit committed to inspiring a sense of community and well-being in hospitals through the donation of athletic jerseys to be worn by patients rooting for their favorite team. In the past 7 years, Jerseys of Hope has given out over 2,000 jerseys to lift the spirits of hospital patients. They have impacted the needy in 4 countries and 11 states. Please visit jerseysofhope.org to learn more. We're so honored to partner with Jerseys of Hope and be a small part of the large impact they make.
Let my tree bear good fruit so I can be used by you.
Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. This is Caitlin. Each episode, my Uncle Aaron interviews guests that are living their lives unscripted. The song you are hearing is the music from our dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their music wherever you stream your favorite songs. For now, from his studio, here's my Uncle Aaron.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my Jerseys of Hope studios in Columbus, Ohio. We're getting ready for the eclipse, and I don't know. This episode may not ever air. I don't know if people are true about the but joining me today is our dear friend, 3-time gold medal Olympic winner, friend of show, and you're coming back for the 3rd time. You've won 3 gold medals. Leah, could you just introduce yourself, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm Leah Amico. I'm so excited to be on the show again, Aaron. And yeah, I love all that you stand for and everything you share. And my faith is so important to me, but God did open a lot of doors for me in the softball world to win gold medals, to win national championships. I got 3 from University of Arizona and ultimately to just go all the places that he's opened doors for. So I know we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
We are. And you met my Princess 1.0. And, you know, I have Princess 1 and 2.0. Yes. So you met Princess 1.0 at Grace College. So you go around and you've spent, you met Cammy, my former assistant at a former job. And so yes. You, our paths have connected and you and I have never met in person, but yeah. So you got to meet my Princess 1.0.
Yeah, it's, you know, you never know who you're going to meet, where you're going to go. I've been all over this country. It's funny. I have pictures. That's why I always say, let's take a picture. We get the medals. Then we could see, like, when I see your Princess 1.0 next time, we'll both be a little bit older and she can wear them again and we'll compare pictures.
Well, she was so honored to meet you. So, and we have so much to discuss today. So I want to run through that because you have a new book and we'll get to that in a second. But I do want to cover 2 things with you. First, let's talk about Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark has been amazing. What she did for women's college basketball, there's a lot of, you know, and people love and hate her. And I'm sure you know that as a former athlete as well, playing collegiately, you probably didn't play during the social media era. And so Caitlin's had to deal with that. She's had to deal with a lot. But at the end of the day, I'm so thankful that she has elevated women's sports. Not just women's basketball, women's sports. And that's where, if anybody hears this, I want them to hear, let's not just pay attention to women's basketball because there's women's softball. And you and I both, you know, have great connections to many players as you were one as well. There's a lot of great women's sports out there. And I hope that if nothing else, people take away that women's sports and what Caitlin did this year is really important. I don't know. Can you speak to just what Caitlin did and just women's sports in general? Because I think they unfortunately take a backseat.
Yeah, I think it is continuing to grow and it's so exciting. And it takes those really special players, teams, moments. You know, I think back to when I was competing, it was the, you know, and a little bit after that, the UConn, and they were just known as this powerhouse. Or obviously when Dawn Staley went to South Carolina a couple of years ago, I know I was following because, again, Olympian and that background and what she was doing there was so special. And, you know, and then last year, the LSU drama between, you know, Iowa with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and just like that stuff pulled me in. I'm not a big basketball person, fan, but I was watching because I was hearing, and that's what happens. It builds this momentum. And so this year I did follow more closely than probably ever before. And Caitlin Clark is just so special. And I think for me, what it really allows everybody to keep riding that support train is when somebody is just such a good example. I mean, someone can be a villain and they can, you know, be amazing and people are still going to have right. eyes on it, but people really like to get behind that great role model that does it the right way. And that's able to go out and stay humble and lead her team and make her teammates better. Literally my book, we're going to talk about it, but Caitlin Clark is what my book is exactly about. It was my experience. I was around those players like the Caitlin Clarks. I like to say I had some of those same attributes, but truly exciting. I think the challenge right now, because I've seen it all over social media, and Oklahoma softball is that right now. They Jocelyn Allo broke the home run record, and she, you know, there were so many eyes on her. And those moments, like there's chills. Like I was at the games, the Women's College World Series, calling the games, and I'm like, I've never seen anything like this. So it is so special. The challenge right now is once they're done with college, because right now with ESPN and the focus on these collegiate sports, that's where all the focus is. These amazing, amazing players go on and they get bigger and better, but not maybe monetarily, not in terms of fan eyes on them, but they continue to grow as athletes and people.
That's so interesting. And so I do want to talk to you about that. And I'm not transitioning quickly, but I know we have a short window of time. You have gone to Israel. And you have poured your heart into Israel. Israel's obviously been in the news a lot. Can we can we talk about Israel? Because I I'm not diminishing everything you just said. I think it is challenging for women's sports because there's not a next, right? There's international, you know, leagues, and I have very good softball friends that have gone on and played in Italy and they love their time and they did that thing. But it's not on ESPN. You know, it's not that next level. And so I think that's maybe the next step for women's sports. But you've been to Israel. You've poured into Israel. Israel's been in the news. Can we just talk about Israel quickly? And I really do want to get to your book, but I know you have a heart for Israel.
Mm-hmm. I do. The last three summers, I've been able to coach the under 18 and under 22 Israeli teams in the European Championships. I also got to coach in the Maccabi games in Tel Aviv a couple years ago, where we won the gold with Israel USA and or Israel, Maccabi. And so I just have a heart. I my teams are a mix of Jewish Americans who end up, you know, getting their status and ability to play in that Israeli uniform, and then some Israeli players. And so like last year, I had 11 Israelis and 3 Americans at the under 8 European Championships. Amazing people. I think you can say this about anywhere around the world when you get to know the people. But my heart truly is for Israel as a believer in Jesus. My faith is everything to me. The Bible, I believe with all my heart. I believe it's prophetic. I believe there's stuff to come. And I believe Israel is the apple of God's eye. And I carry that. I think everybody is always innocent? Everybody always makes amazing choices. Not always, nowhere. Not our country, not Israel, not any country in this world. I believe they have a right to defend themselves. I was absolutely crushed and heartbroken to hear what happened a year ago or last October. And I've been in touch with a lot of my softball, the guy I coached with, the players that played for me over and over, our head of delegation for Israel softball. He also is the head of Israel track and field and will be at the Olympics. But, you know, he couldn't believe it happened. He said, I would have never believed this was even possible. And so my heart is for the people. My heart is for their protection every way. My heart is for them to stand up and be able to get their hostages back and to be able to defend themselves like any country should be able to. And so to me, I support them. I stand with them always. And I think until Hamas is taken out and, you know, the hostages are all back, like I think everything is going to continue to escalate until that happens.
Let me ask you, completely separate from that, you've walked the streets where Jesus walked, because we're friends on social media, and I've enjoyed your pictures and your adventures in Israel. How powerful is that to walk where Jesus walked, to see the places where Jesus was? And I know many friends that have gone to Israel. I've never gone myself. I hope to do that someday. I mean, that's a bucket list thing for me. But you've been there. You've walked. You've touched probably places, literally physically touched places where he was, and moments and things. How powerful is that for you as a believer?
You know, my first trip there a few years ago, I was actually right before COVID hit. We got off the bus and we were at the Mount of Olives, and right across, you see Jerusalem, the city, and you're just looking over, and I just cried. I was like, I didn't think I this is my bucket list. I didn't know on this side of heaven if I would ever get to Jerusalem and Israel. And so I just cried. And then we walked and we went to the Garden of Gethsemane. I've done that twice now. I got to do it this past summer and actually give a devotional there. And I just was like, I can't even believe this is real. Like, I get emotional thinking about it right now, being out on a boat in the Sea of Galilee and just worshiping and singing worship songs and praising Jesus. That was another time I just broke down in tears and crying and resurrendering everything. I'm like, I know I've surrendered, but I surrender more, you know? And there's just something powerful to literally be like, I read these stories and these pages in the Bible, but this is where it literally happened. And so, like, some people say it took it from like black and white to just Technicolor being there. It's like it made everything like you could see it almost, you know, whereas before you were trying to picture it, and being there, it almost gives you just a whole nother visual. Obviously, there's a lot of different buildings and different things nowadays, and you picture like how they had to walk and it would have been just desert. But honestly, something truly, truly special. And like I've heard most people say, even as believers, we are not, you know, we are not Jewish, but we are grafted in. The Bible talks about we are adopted as God's sons and daughters. And it's almost like you go there and there's this pull toward Israel. And like, this is home. Part of this is home. And so it's hard to explain it until you're there, but truly something special that I don't think I could go a million times and I don't think it would ever get old.
I'm a huge Carolina fan. So they have a museum. And in that museum is a pair of Converse that Michael Jordan wore when he hit the shot. And there's a letter from Coach K that said, good luck at North Carolina, which is one of the greatest things ever. But the point being, this is a terrible analogy, but you know, when you walk through the museum at North Carolina, you feel that history, you feel and know that this stuff happened. And in the world we live in today, there's video and there's, you know, all this stuff, but I think for those of us that read our scripture every morning to know that you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I've never been to Israel. So I guess I'm inserting that for you to know that these are the streets that he walked. Like it's real. It happened. It wasn't, and we don't have the benefit of seeing video today of Christ, but we have scripture. And so I don't know. It's again, a horrible analogy, but maybe it's not, I don't know, but like you've had the opportunity to be there and see where he prayed so hard that he sweat blood, right? I don't know. Yeah. Is that a fair comparison or no?
Yeah. And it's funny. Well, and I'm going to compare it, even though it's not a fair comparison, to being on the Olympic podium. You get to this moment.
Yeah, and you're like, perfect. Perfect.
You're like, it's every experience. It's every emotion into one. Like you have these memories of all these things that happened, but then you're celebrating, which is the goal you had the whole time. And then you're looking around because you're with the people that you did it with. And you think about the good and the bad and the hard and the exciting. And so you go there and it's like, it's a somber feeling, like this, like look what he did for us, like our savior, like look what he had to go through. And, you know, and just this great, you're just so grateful and humbled and honored, and you just feel not worthy. But then you're like, he makes us worthy. That's the only reason we are worthy. And then it's this celebration and this excitement, like God sent his son for us, like, and he rose. And so we go to the grave, like, you can look at it and he was dead, but he's not dead and he's not in the tomb. And so, you know, my husband makes fun of me because I do, you know, probably what, I don't even know, probably majority do, like, he's not in there. So my husband's like, of course you do that. But, you know, it's still this idea of like, it's reality. And I love that you can almost, that maybe wasn't the exact, you know, place he was in, but it'd been very similar if it's not the right exact one. But that idea of seeing what it would have looked like. And there's a celebration there. We just got done celebrating Easter, right? And our risen savior. Right, we do not worship, you know, a fallen God. Instead, we worship a victorious Lord and Savior and Messiah that's coming again. And he is coming soon.
He may be coming today because it's the day of the eclipse. So, but anyway, so if this may never air. I don't know, Lee. I don't know. It may never air. All right. Let's talk about the book, because I'm so excited that you came back on and you said, yes, once again, 3-time gold medal winner, 3-time returning Unscripted. So you have a book, you have a podcast, you have a book. You've been on ESPN, and I didn't do a good job on the intro of all that you're involved in, but you do have a book, and then you have a devotional I want to talk about as well. But you do have a brand new book, and it just came out last week, and so I was so excited for you. I'm so just can't wait for people to read it. Can you talk about your book?
Yes. Okay. So if anybody's watching the video, it's right here. It's called The Gold Standard, 14 Ways to Live a Life of Excellence. And, you know, Erin, when I've been talking about this book for years, and obviously the stories have been in my heart for most of my life, but I have 14 chapters and they're just 14 different topics of what I believe led to winning 3 Olympic gold medals, but more than that, living this victorious life, this life that as a mom, as a wife, as a speaker, as a commentator on ESPN, as an author, as a podcaster, like all these areas, it's the same core things. And I know because you listen to stories and it's universal. It is all about how we do everything. People have their own areas, right? Their own passions, their own strengths and talents, but it's all about how you do what you do. And that's what this book is. It started out and I thought, okay, a leadership type book and, you know, these are how to lead. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, wait a second. I went into the University of Arizona and I was a freshman. I wasn't considered a leader. And yet how I did things every single day, I believe not only impacted me as an athlete, it impacted the teammates around me.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to have that. That's really the heart of this book. You don't have to have the spotlight. You don't have to have the position. You don't have to have, you know, the role that everybody thinks you need to have in order to be the leader. You can literally lead by doing things the right way. And I believe the right way is 100% effort, giving your very best, whatever your best is, right? I'm raising 3 sons. You know, they all have different mental abilities, right? But my thing is, what is your best in school? It's not, we're not grading on a curve in a sense of like, okay, like we're just going to give you some slack. It's like, give your best, whatever that is. And it looks different for all of us. And, you know, and then I think your mindset, how positive you are, how strong mentally you are, absolutely crucial in life. I mean, I there's been life and death things happening around me. And I've seen that even your mindset impacts those situations. So yeah, a softball field, okay, it's a game, it's a sport. But then we'll talk to military people. And you see that there's this just this mindset that allows people to literally, or first responders, let's talk about that, right? Like really literally like change in doctors with who operate on hearts. I mean, things, this is my point, is that we can have that same type of mentality even if we have a different skill set. And so that's the mindset. And how do I get there if I struggle? Because for some people, I believe it's easier. And then the last thing is how you treat people and who you surround yourself with, but ultimately how you treat people, because sometimes we're in environments that we don't choose the person who is our boss, is our leader, is our coach. How do I respond? How do I treat them? How do I deal with adversity in those situations? And so I broke it up. It's called The Gold Standard. I broke it up into 4 sections. And the first one's G, goal setting. So that's all about like culture and setting, you know, your path and knowing where you want to go. And then O is overcoming obstacles, which is the mindset, confidence, building belief, that kind of stuff. And then L is leadership. And I think there's just some huge things in that with all of us as communicators, learning to communicate efficiently, leading by example. Because again, you know, that is a leader. And even relationships, building strong relationships there. Because I believe, you know, you can have healthy, strong relationships, again, with people above you, people that you're leading, you know. And then the last thing is D, which is the dedication piece. And I think that's more of like the daily disciplines, the choices you make. For me, I talk about enjoying the journey. I talk about finishing strong in that section, because I think that's what it is, right? You could have a really good, strong start and then just be like, nah, I'm out of here. It's not going how I thought. But champions, like they finish strong. And even if it doesn't go how they think, they finish and they finish strong.
I can't wait to read it. Where can they find it?
It's on Amazon. So The Gold Standard, Leah Amico, is on Amazon. And it's right now it's a soft cover. Hard cover's coming soon. It's also on Kindle. And then also hopefully by the next month, it'll be in the middle of May, it'll be ready on audiobook as well.
Here's what I love. I think we watch. So this weekend, the numbers are going to be huge for the women's Final Four. I know it's a different sport, but at the end of the day, we watch this. We watch these young ladies and Caitlin Clark. Let's just take her, or, you know, there's been a lot of different names now. We're familiar with them because we're watching them, and I love that. And what I love is that I do know that many people follow women's softball in the Olympics. And, you know, there's many names that are thrown out, yours included, and we've seen you win 3 gold medals. And so I love that you're giving a little bit of insight into like that just didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a mindset, there's a culture that was developed. There's a lot of things. And I love even more that your foundation is your faith. And so, I can't wait to read. I really can't. And I hope others will as well, because I have a feeling you have a lot of really good insight.
Well, and I share stories. Like, so each chapter has a topic, and then I'll share a story that goes with that topic. And then I kind of get out those action points and weave in some other smaller stories in between. But this idea of like, and I talk about the first time I was commentating with, you know, it wasn't ESPN, it was a different channel. And the guy I was working with was not throwing me a bone. Like he was not, and it was my first time. And I basically, it was just a miserable experience. And I walked away saying, I'm never doing it again. And so years later, ESPN came calling, and I was like, nope, no thanks, I'm good. And my husband's like, what? It's like, no, it's ESPN. Right, you have to say
ESPN,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. And so I talk about that thank goodness my husband was in my ear, because it allowed me to say yes. And then he's like, and if you don't like it the second time, okay, you don't have to do it again. But I'm so thankful. I literally, it's now 15 years, you know, that I've been doing commentating. I do national radio. I wouldn't be doing that. So this idea of like giving yourself that grace, understanding there is a learning curve at times. And Aaron, you know, you talk about like, I did play with the big names, and I have 3 gold medals. There's only 4 of us in the world in softball that have 3 Olympic gold medals. There's only 4 of us, but I wasn't a name, and it was okay. Like, that's my point, is like, you can be the role player. I switched positions within Olympics. Like, you can be that role player. It's okay if you don't get the accolades and the awards and the attention, because when you do things the right way, you're still going to see great results, and you're going to make others better along the way. And so, you know, that is my message. Like, they might not, we know Caitlin's team around her was why they were so good, but people might not know the names around her as much, but it's okay too, because every one of them brought excellence every day. And that's why they ended up in the championship game the last couple of years.
Well, I have to mention this, because trust me, Cammie knows you're a big name. I know you're a big name. And I have a feeling a lot of people that have heard you speak, you poured into my daughter, you gave her, time for a picture, you spoke at Grace. Trust me, you're a big name. But as a former intramural champion, I understand that, like, I had to get it at some point. Intramural champions don't have their names in lights, but it doesn't mean that we can't have an impact on the world. So anyway, that's all I had to say. I had to get a tie in somewhere.
No, very true. And you know, it's been fun. Like, so my 2 younger boys are in high school right now. One's a senior, just finished it up. You know, he had a senior football season. And then my other son is a hurdler, and he's a junior. And, you know, there's this great thing of like, you're challenging yourself, in a sense, you're competing against yourself. And like, if you're better today than you were yesterday, like, you're doing the right things. And that is what I've watched with both of my, you know, younger sons who are athletes. Like, that's what I've watched play out. And that is what makes me the most proud, because, you know, my son did make all conference and all academic conference for high school, and I'm so proud of him. My other son, like, you know, is getting PRs, and, you know, he's doing really well. But there's still other kids out there that are shining more than them. And I'm like, that's okay. That's okay. Sure. And you might not have even made those awards. But the thing was, you put in the work, and then those results kept getting better. And to me, that is a lifelong skill. I'm like, we will crush anything. We will find, you know, that difference that we get to make. And that's, I think, the last thing that, you know, I want to definitely make sure, like, the whole idea is, when you live by the gold standard, you know, ultimately we decide what our standard is, right? And this book is all about excellence. Right. I think it's a choice, right? Is just how much I'm going to put forth, right? There's a lot of people, for whatever reasons, that hold back, fear of others, fear of failure, all the different things, or just not wanting to, and they don't care. And that's fine. That's their choice. But at the end of the day, like, I believe we can make an imprint on this world. Now, I believe God has us here, right, in a bigger picture. And there is, like, there's such a powerful purpose. And so many people go through life wondering, what is my purpose? But this idea is, if you just live out these, in a sense, simple principles, not always easy, but simple, you know, and get that perspective and surround yourself with the right people, like, the joy you're going to feel, and in hard times, like, you're going to realize, oh, that actually is making me better, and I am going to get through it. And you realize, okay, the impact. And that's what, one of the last things on the back, on the bottom, is just like this ripple effect for good worldwide that we all can actually do. I don't think we always are going to see it at all, but I know for a fact that when we go out and we do things the right way, with intention, with love, with purpose, with, you know, adding value wherever we go, the results are going to follow and people are going to be impacted and they're going to be better off for it as well.
I agree 100%. So a former intramural champion gets an opportunity to spend time with a three-time gold medal winner who has a book and also a devotional. I want to talk about it in a second, but seriously, like that's the message I want people to hear is get to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was never going to go to the Olympics unless they get intramurals. I might have had a chance, but they didn't. And so, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, Lee, I just appreciate the fact that, and I'm honored. I was so honored to know that you'd come back for a third time again to just talk about your book and everything that you're doing, because that's the point. What you just said, like, you know, gold medals weren't for me. That's not what God's plan was for me. And I hope I'm living it every day, but I do get to do this every day. And so, all right, one more time. And then I do want to talk about your devotional real quick. Where can people find the book?
Yes, on Amazon. So on, and my website as well. So leahamico.com, LEAHAMI. So you can go there and click on it, as well as on Amazon, the gold standard, Leah Amico. It'll come up if they put my name in. My multiple books will, you know, come up. I'm going to mention that really quick. This, if you're watching the video, I have a devotional.
Yeah, let's talk about the devotional. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I have two devotionals. One of them was a 31-day softball devotional that I did back in 2018. And that is just softball stories tying it into a Bible story. But then a couple years ago, right after COVID, felt led to write a one-year devotional. It's one verse a day. It's very short and quick. One verse a day, but it's God's word is living and powerful, and it changes us. And even one verse a day can impact us, a verse that we meditate on and think about and, you know, apply to our lives and ask God to, you know, help us live it out. And so what it is it's one verse, but the verse lines up with the date. And so, you know, like on March 1st, 3/1, I wrote Ecclesiastes 3/1. And so there's different verses, you know, that go with that date on July 8th, Matthew 7/8. So different verses that every single day has one that lines up with a scripture that matches that date. And I just do the verse and then I do a little short, quick takeaway. It's amazing for new believers. It's great for busy people. It's really good to just, this those little nuggets of truth and reminders that we are called to live a victorious life because we follow and serve the Almighty God who sent Jesus to die for us, and he rose again and conquered death. And that is where true victory lies, right? The Holy Spirit dwells in all of us who love Jesus. And so for me, it is about victory. I love to win. I love victory, but bigger than that, we know we're on the winning team when we're on God's team. And so I really wrote it ultimately to bring encouragement and hope and strength to people who struggle, who need to be reminded, and just that, like, let's go. Like, exhortation is definitely always something on my heart. I think as an athlete, I was that player that loved to lock arms and link arms and say, let's go, we got this. And as a believer, I know God's given me that same heart and passion.
I love watching your boys grow and watching what they're involved in and all those things. So is the Central Hub your website?
My website's the Central Hub, and it has all of my LinkedIn, my Instagram, perfect, my Twitter, yeah, everything. And so my Facebook, yeah. So LinkedIn is where it is. Yes. You know, that's one of the things, actually, you talk about Grace College, and I was able to see Stephanie Flam, who is, you know, the wife of the president, Drew, and she just came up to me and is very sweet. You know, she actually was at the Olympic Games. She introduced me last year when I spoke at Grace College, and she was at my first Olympic Games, and she was younger, you know, and loved softball and played. And so I got to see her again for a minute. She just was like, you know, I just want to thank you. She has three boys. And so her life is crazy busy. She's in the middle of it. I'm, you know, my youngest is a junior, just turned, actually today's his 17th birthday. And so, you know, I'm on that
happy
side
birthday.
Of it.
Happy birthday.
Wait,
hang
Luke,
on, hang on.
Luke
happy birthday.
17.
Happy birthday, Luke. Seriously.
Yes, he was born on Easter Sunday, 17 years ago. And so with that being said, Stephanie came up to me and just was like, you know, I just want to thank you. Like, I followed you. And, you know, I want to thank you just seeing how you, I could tell, like, your family is still your priority. I do a lot of things, right? I travel. I work with Israel softball. I speak. Right. I do commentating. I do different things. But ultimately, like, my family is my priority. My husband, Tommy, and I have been married for 25 years. My youngest, like I said, is 17. And so that means the most to me, I guess, is what I want to say, Aaron, is that, again, like, that victorious life to me is doing life with what matters most to you. And maybe we all have different priorities, and that's okay. But for me, it really is, you know, my faith, my God, and my family, and then everything else.
Well, here's the thing. One of the true markers, I think, is when we meet people in person, and they are exactly who they are on social media. You and I have not had that opportunity yet, but my daughter did. And there's nothing I've seen in your social media, and having interviewed you now multiple times, that would tell me you're not who you are on social media. Like, I don't want a Kardashian world. I want true, real, and that's who you are. And so I'm so honored to call you friend and follow you and know that what I see on social media is what's happening in your life, and that you're an amazing mom. You're an amazing bride. Your kids are doing amazing, and what you do for the kingdom is amazing. And that's why I'm so literally just so honored always to have you as my guest. And I'm really, from a former intramural champion, I'm very, very proud of you.
Hey,
that
I
doesn't
played intramural.
Equate to
I
gold
played,
medals, but just know,
no. just I played know, intramural.
I'm just real proud of you. I really am.
When
Let's
I was
go.
Done,
did
it,
you get a shirt? Did you win?
I'm trying to think if we won. I have such a bad memory. We either got first or second. I think we might have got second because
you'd have the
remember.
Shirt. I mean,
second.
It would be next to your three gold medals if you won. So
was
I have
yours
a feeling
co-ed?
Because
was
if,
yours co-ed? Mine was co-ed with soccer, actually, though.
No, I won basketball, but I still got the shirt. I don't have the shirt anymore, but so we made our own. But anyway, all right. Well, it's not about intramural champions. I'm so proud of you. I really am. I'm proud to and honored, just so honored to be your friend. And I'm proud to watch your boys grow up, and I'm proud of you for your everything you're doing for the kingdom. And this book and the other devotionals we mentioned, I'm just really, really proud. I really am. And I know that probably doesn't mean a lot from an intramural champion, but just know that. And I'm honored. I'm so always so honored when you come back home.
Yeah, no, that doesn't mean a lot. You know, I think the example we set and this and what we do, and I see all the things you're doing, the people you're interviewing. And that's the part I do love about social media is that you can keep up with people from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And, you know, it does mean a lot because I know that you're out there lifting up the good stories, the encouraging stories. And I think we need more of that, right? We can look around and just get worried and fearful, or we can just like look for the good and keep elevating the good and be the ones that bring the good, right? And so, you know, I just hope everyone listening is encouraged and they're reminded that they have value, they have purpose, the world needs them and their story and all that they've overcome. They need to share that with other people because you don't realize like the empowerment, the encouragement, the inspiration you bring to others when you share the good and more importantly the bad, but what you did to overcome it and how you overcome it. And I mean, this is like random, but The Quiet on the Set, I just watched it. So sad about Hollywood and I know this is kind of like a turn, but the saddest thing of what some of these people went through. And I just remember thinking like, no fame is worth what those kids went through. Like, it's so horrible. But the guy said at the very end, who was the one who was abused, he just said, you know, for so many years, I didn't want to talk about it, think about it with anybody. He said, I went to this therapy and he said, it was in that group that I realized they were sharing and I wasn't alone. And there's power in that. I guess that's really ultimately, I know that's a different subject, but that's what it comes down to. When I go to Bible study with my girlfriends and they're sharing the hard things, and when I'm out and when people are real, and Aaron, you mentioned that, but I think it's that realness and people aren't trying to like, I'm better than you and here's why I'm better than you, but instead like, no, I mess up, I'm broken, but guess what? Here's what God did. Here's how I overcame it. And look at you can too. And so I know it was kind of a twist, but the idea is that anybody listening, Aaron, and the messages you're sending out, that is it. Every single person needs to know the value that they bring, that they can make a difference. And that's what my book, The Gold Standard, is all about, is you can set the gold standard. You can live the gold standard. You can become the gold standard.
Well, you are the gold standard. I'm sorry. You are the gold standard because you just said it. The fact that a three-time softball gold medalist would come on with a former intramural champion, and not only once, but twice, but three times, and share her story for whatever, you know, five people, six people listen, that's the gold standard, right? Like that you took time out of your day today when the world might end tonight with the eclipse. I don't know. but sorry, but no, you, No, but that's the point is a 3-time gold medal winner would come on with me. And for the 5 or 6 people that listen, and that's no disrespect to however many people listen, but you know what I mean? Like, that's exactly it. That's the gold standard is you took time, no matter how big, how small. I could have been ESPN and you know, could be on there. You're on with me today. And that's important. So just know it's not lost on me that you took that time to do that with me today. And I love following you on socials and everything that you're doing. One last time, where can people find pretty much everything? The book, the devotionals, you is the best place, your website?
Yeah, my website, www.leahamico.com, LEAHAMICO. And they can go there and everything is on there. My books, my, you know, just wherever I'm at, my updates, if they sign up, there's a Huddle newsletter. If they sign up, I will not spam them a ton. I'll give them one, you know, encouraging newsletter a month, and then maybe like a couple quotes that just can, you know, remind them throughout the month just to keep going. So yeah, check it out. LeahAmico.com. Would love to, you know, make that impact in people's lives. If other people, you know, out there want to hear from an Olympic gold medalist.
100%. Or just from you. I think there's moms that probably need to hear from you. There's business. So last question is speaking opportunities. Would that be where people can find you as well? Because I know you speak and I think we need to hear from you and your experience and the gold standard and your message. Can people get that as well?
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I book up just with all different opportunities. I'm speaking to a couple high school groups with Fellowship of Christian Athletes coming up. I just got done at a YMCA Good Friday breakfast. In the fall, I'm speaking to a school district in New Jersey, potentially speaking to a bunch of scientists with a pharmaceutical company in October. I'm in the running for the speaker for that.
Wow.
So a lot of different opportunities out there, as well as, you know, I'm actually, we didn't even talk about this. This will have to be another call another time, but coaching pro softball this summer. It worked in my schedule to coach a professional Florida team, Florida Vibe, this summer. Wow. So that will be my second stint in the small pro, you know, league that's going on. This time I'll be the head coach, where last time I was the assistant coach, but lots of opportunities. And ultimately for me, I just pray over everything God brings my way. And my husband, you know, we have to make sure he gets me the okay. And we're all good with our family, like working it out. They'll be visiting me in Florida and in Vancouver, and, you know, we'll see. But yeah, so definitely check those things out.
Well, I think I might've just heard that there's a 4th episode coming soon. Did I hear that or no?
Let's talk after the pro season and after I coach Israel this summer and get to see the girls after the fact. So yes, let's catch up on that.
All right. So points of interest, we're going to survive the eclipse tonight. People are going to go buy your book.
Yes.
And then they'll have to come back in the fall for episode 4.
Yes, for sure.
Of the what's under bronze? Because it'll be like the bronze standard. So I'll rename the
podcast.
I'll rename the podcast.
It has to be something about a quad.
No, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so honored to be your friend. I'm so thankful for your time and that you would come back on again. And I'm so happy for you. And I just want nothing but the best for you. And so everybody needs to go buy the gold standard. One last thing. I know Amazon's particular about reviews and stuff like that. Like, that all means something. So if you get the book, review it, right? Like,
review it.
That helps the author, right?
Yes. I didn't really ask for any of that when I did my devotionals. And this book, I wanted to make sure people got eyes on it because they're very particular. And the only way people are going to hear more about it is if people give their reviews. And so that is something that I've been asking for. I had a soft launch team that helped me get kind of jump started on that, but definitely want people to give me their reviews if they end up purchasing the book and if they like what they read.
Do it. So if you get the book, review the book, help Leah out. And thank you so much. Good luck to everything that you're doing. I know there's probably a lot coming up with schools and end of year. And I know you got a lot going on your plate, but I'm so thankful that you took some time today. I really am.
Thank you so much. Keep doing a great job, Aaron.
Thank you. You're the best. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time. keep living life unscripted.